Hello.
Don't you appreciate how my dress can help dry things and clean off cameras on your computer? It's so multifaceted. I see why people in the olden days would wear longer dresses because you can just, it's so useful.
Your prairie skirt that you've been wiping off wet objects, my computer screen.
Hi, Heather. I'm back.
Hi. Welcome back. Everyone wants to say.
She's back.
Although they're a little bit jealous.
No.
100%.
I brought you something. Do you want it now or later?
Now.
Do you feel pressured when people give you gifts?
No.
Kate can't open them in front of, like, a gift in front of anyone. And, like, literally if she knows, like, if she's like, for example, I don't think he's done this, but if her boyfriend's like, I got Kate something, you know, if she'll be like, Mom, if you at all know, you have to tell me. Because she has no ability to react if she doesn't like something.
Like, if you know that her boyfriend is about to give her a present, you need to tell her ahead of time.
Yeah, if I know what it is.
What if it's a diamond ring?
Well, it's going to get tricky. But she, because she's so, so.
Have
she,
I dropped enough hints about what I want?
And with our family, she, like at Christmas, has her, or like it's a joke now. She has a return pile. She'll open it, be like, oh, thanks, return pile.
Oh, she has a pile.
Yeah, she just does straight to the return pile. She doesn't even fake it anymore. So anyway, all that to say, I just wanted to know if it makes you nervous. Because what if I give it to you? I mean, it's from Italy. It's not like you can be like.
You know that. Part of my high school experience was, and a little college, was being an actress.
Pardon me, Deborah Messing.
So I can pretend.
So you're going to, okay. So we'll never know if you like it.
Yeah. But yeah. I'm seeing a really cute bag. What? Everything from Italy is better.
The bag it's in is even fabulous, y'all.
Amalfi. It says Amalfi on the bag.
Italian leather.
Oh my gosh, I'm just going to carry that Amalfi around as my purse.
It's fabulous. The bag is. I brought the bag back because I was like, I nearly threw it away.
This is
like,
amazing.
No.
It even has a telephone number in the Italian telephone number. Yeah. So fun. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Oh my gosh, this is everything.
Too much.
No, this is everything. This is exactly what I needed. I needed a new wallet. Can I just show you?
Oh gosh, yours is horrendous.
Put it in the camera. Put in.
Can we? We're gonna put a picture of this on you guys. We're gonna put a picture.
So bad.
What happened on the back?
And then look at this gorgeousness.
Do you have mold? What happened?
Okay, that was my jury duty sticker, and I stuck it to my wallet, and then it just wouldn't come off, like a kid who sticks stickers in the car window. You know?
Oh, let me look at your driver's license picture real quick before you go any further. Oh, it's cute.
Is it good?
Yeah.
How many years ago was it? That's the problem. Did you see that on the middle with, did you go back and watch the middle when I said I was sidetracked by it? And I told
you
should
watch it.
Yes,
I've watched two episodes of
it. And the very, very first one, she gets her driver's license and she's like, that doesn't look like me. And then her people at work are like, oh yeah, that's more like
it. Yeah, it does. I know.
Yeah. I learned that in Texas what to do. My first one after moving here from California, I look like a hippie. But now I know. Curl the hair, wear the big earrings.
All the things. Yeah. Well, I want everyone to know.
Thank you.
I got her wallet, but not because I'm so in touch with her needs. She told me, I'm like, what do you want? She's like, if you found a wallet. And so I went.
Tell me this story.
To a couple of stores and they were like, not what we were looking for. And then there was this really nice leather store with all these beautiful purses. And I was like, Kate's like, this is going to cost you. But I was like, no, we're going to go in and look. And you know what? I mean. I was thrilled with it. It was good quality and it wasn't as outrageous as I thought it was going to be. And look at the little tag on the side. It says on here, doesn't it say something Italy? Yeah.
Yeah.
Made in Italy.
No, it says it on the inside.
Oh, it does.
Made in Italy. Genuine leather.
Genuine.
I'm going to put my stuff. I'm already going to
fill
it up.
Well, everyone, it's going to be a great show as she sits here reorganizing her purse. But how you been? What you been doing?
I'll just tell you, and I can't say much, but I'll just tell you that this summer has been filled with highs and really big lows. And I can't go into the lows, but it
is. No, tell us. It's just us.
It has been a stressful parenting season. And four teenage boys.
Oh, I cannot.
Why would I expect any different?
Four teenage boys.
And Yeah.
What's harder, when they were four toddlers and babies, or was it, or is now harder?
I don't know. I'm getting more sleep now. I feel like I am more mature and I have more friends. I feel like this season has made me realize, even in the hardest things, the fact that I can call some people and say, this is what's going on. And they can be like, I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I did that when they were little.
Yeah.
As much.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, well, everybody's kids are crazy. So why are you complaining? But
it's like you don't have the confidence to. I don't know.
Well, or you're just trying to look like a good mom. So why would you admit that
But now I know I'm not a good mom, so who cares?
I feel like this stage, it's not a good report card on my parenting.
Well,
you know what I mean? Oh, hi. What do you got there going on?
Hey, guys. Sorry. My phone just buzzed.
Know what I'm saying? Like another friend, she was like, based on how my kids are right now, I just don't think I was a good parent. And I said, no. This is not the measure of who they are still becoming. And I've watched you and your efforts and your faithfulness to God. And anyway, it's just a hard season.
Ugh. Well, I think that that's – I have two quick thoughts on that. Number one is nobody should be judged by their 16, 17, 18-year-old self, nor should our parenting be judged by their 16, 17, 18-year-old self. But second of all, I just think – we've talked about this before. I think it's so funny that we are like, if there is a report card – like one time has Bruce McFadden or Mike Yanoff been sitting at their desk and been like, my parenting report card would show an F. No. Like
they don't care.
As moms, we take it so personally. Whereas like Mike would be like, well, that's another boneheaded move by our kid, but what you gonna do? Like I am like, oh, well, they must have seen something from me that led them down that path.
We definitely take more identity from it than they do and more responsibility for making it better. And it's like, no, it's, I don't know. At some point, they've got to own it. Anyway, that's the want.
Okay.
But there's also been fun things. Like, I've had a lot of fun. And we're still, like, in a school a little bit rhythm because Jesuit does summer school for kids. So I'm still getting up early. I was up at 6 this morning and taking kids. You were up early, but not for school.
The dog.
Abby.
Abby's currently not here barking. I know y'all miss her because she's getting spayed or neutered. Spayed?
That's a good question.
I don't know. She's getting something fixed or parts handled or I don't know. Don't say parts handled.
Does she have to spend the night? I feel like for the girls, it's a little more traumatic.
I wish. No. They said, come get her. They said anytime between 3 and 5. And I told Kate.
Oh, no.
I'm like 5:30. No, it's been heaven with her gone today. But JB's like, what are we doing? Because he was going to Bible school. As you mentioned earlier, is it John Chris that has the joke?
I need to find the video. We'll share the video.
It doesn't matter what religion it is when it comes to Bible school in the summer. JB's going to the Methodist church, which is a great church down for us. We're not Methodists. We've never gone to that church, but they had a VBS. I'm like, you shall go to the Methodist VBS. Okay, so what were you talking
Spaying
about?
Spaying and neutering.
Oh, yeah. Abby. So JB says on the way, because I have him in the car, I have to drop the dog off and then I have to run him to Bible school. And he's like, wait, what are we doing? What is she doing? I go, oh, we're taking her so she can't have puppies. Well, how would she have puppies?
Oh, little birds and bees conversation.
You know how I handle that, right?
What did you say?
I'm not sure. You should ask Dad tonight.
Cynthia Yanoff. That was a slam dunk moment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. It's spaying, by the way, not spayed. Spay.
Well, what's the past tense?
Spayed. They were spayed.
I'm having her spayed today?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I just turned up the radio and told Nass Mike, but here's the thing. I feel like now, the next show, you're going to have another intervention and bring in that birds and bees chick. They'd be like, no. Every time that they bring up seeds and planting, you should...
No.
Okay.
No.
So
but
that's
I do want to pull up the John Chris because it's so funny.
Oh, yeah. Because you just throw them wherever you want to throw them.
I know, but I've got my screens in.
Oh, gosh, your screens in. It's
my
summer,
screens
man.
In. I'm trying to not be on my phone as much. And so
you
should
have seen when we were going to Italy, humble brag. When we were going to Italy, I mean, Mike and I had like 72 chargers, portable chargers, extra cords. And I was like, we are not on our watch are we letting JB's devices go dead. Not going to happen. No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Not on 10-hour flights. Nope.
Nope. Mm-mm. Okay, are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah. I'm
with ready. JB going to whatever church's VBS.
Okay, I just passed this Lutheran church that was advertising for a vacation Bible school. Here's my question. VBS was wild growing up. How far off of your denominational convictions are you willing to go to for free childcare? I mean, I remember growing up, we could not go to any other church, no other youth groups, but come when it came to free childcare, I mean, dude, our parents,
Totally.
We were everything, dude. Mom, we're not Assemblies of God. Assemble in the minivan you are this week. This is a Greek Orthodox church. Mom, you're sending us here for VBS? Yeah. If your shooting motion was a little bit more Orthodox, you'd be a basketball camper. Now get in there. I mean, I'm telling you, one summer I was Lutheran. I think I might have been Jewish for a week. Mom, I don't want to go to Catholic church VBS. I get back in the car on Friday. Thank you, Mother, for this opportunity. I don't even know if that's what they do, but my mom did not know where she was sending us. We get back. She'd pick us up on Friday, and she was like, who was your teacher? I was like, Joseph Smith. Joseph Smith's your teacher? He's everyone's teacher, Mother. Let me tell you what I learned. Baptist Church, VBS, sure. I mean, we're not Baptist. I thought I was going there to learn about sharing and kindness, and I come home on Friday, I'm like, I'm in the Lord's army.
Yes, you are.
Dude, I was one of eight homeschool children. My mother was so exhausted. We'd have been Hindu if they had a VBS. Totally. Oh, fun. Mom, you're sending us to science camp? Okay, well, Church of Scientology camp.
I keep telling JV we're going to camp and for other stuff, and it's tutoring. And,
no.
And my older kids are like, in no one's world is that a camp, okay? You're taking him to tutoring.
You're just rebranding.
I'm rebranding. Well, he's a Methodist this week. Shout out to all you Methodists. So is JB.
Love all the denominations.
I know. Heather came over, JB had just gotten home, and she's like, what'd you learn about today? And he's like, the guy eating crickets and locusts. And
in the desert.
I was like, look at them talking about John the Baptist. See, it's close enough to our roots.
I said, was it Samson or John the Baptist?
I think somebody. JTB. Do people call him JTB?
JTB.
Speaking of being Baptist, can I tell you the funniest Baptist thing I said on our trip?
Yes.
I don't know if y'all are going to think this is as funny as I do, but we went to this cooking class and it was in someone's home. I thought it was
You go to Italy.
Uh-huh.
How did you sign up for this class?
Our travel agent did it. I don't know.
She finds a cooking class in somebody's house?
Yes. And so it's literally off the Amalfi Coast somewhere. You go into this individual's house, but we're talking like farm to table working class friends that we're at. But here's what you need to know. The woman who taught the class was so mean. Like, she really? Was so mean to us. And there's one other couple there that were newlyweds. By the way, they're both teachers and they got married a couple months ago and they just went on their honeymoon for 1 month on the Amalfi Coast. Two teachers. I'm like, who's funding you guys? Because the lawyers over here are here for like 6 days and barely. But
I told you my sister-in-law and her husband were there and they were just talking about how expensive. Like, did you have the thing where you had to pay for a chair?
No.
At a restaurant?
No.
They said there was a charge for every chair.
No.
So where did they go?
Fancy.
Okay.
But
did you go to McDonald's?
Yes, I'll get to that. Well, once. But okay, so we're okay, at this so you're cooking, at the cooking class. The lady, like, we're all making different kinds of pasta.
I've got to push you back. And I'm going yellow.
Oh, sorry. I'm talking so loud. And I'm so embarrassed because I can't do the pasta. Like, we've made it. I can't make it. She has this wire thing that looks like a...
Like a drying rack?
A harp almost, but flat. And you're supposed to put the pasta over it. And then it's, anyway, all these different ways of making pasta. And instead of being like, oh, good try. Here, let's try this. She's like, oh, no. Ooh. So anyway, two funny things happen. Are y'all ready for this?
First of all, I feel like this is funny already.
They started out with wine that they make from their
vineyards.
I guess their vineyards and blah, blah. And so they have this wine. Okay, well, you know that Mike and I are not drinkers. I.e. the Baptist in us. And so like Mike will have a beer once a year kind of thing, but that's it. So
beer once
they
a year.
Bring out the wine, and because the drinking age is like 18, I guess, or something, like, I don't know. They pour wine for all of us, like Kate and Brett and Mike and Cynthia.
And JB.
Not JB.
Okay.
But, and then the newlyweds. Okay. And so Mike is not a people pleaser at all, but I'm not sure what happened. He didn't want them to think, because we were all scared of her, that we didn't like their wine. And so Mike drinks his glass, and then he drinks mine.
Oh, gosh.
And then he drinks Kate's.
No.
And then he drinks Brett's. And my kids are looking down. I don't think they've ever seen Mike or me drink. And they're like looking out, and they're like laughing so hard. And so Mike, and so then they refill it. And so Mike leaves. The lady leaves, and Mike's like, Brett's like, bro, what's going on down there? He's like, well, I don't want to hurt their feelings. I'm like, well, you haven't. And so we're laughing so hard. And so Mike says, at the end, they bring out shots. And so he takes my shot and his. But he's like, listen, it's all really weak. I'm like, is this like the Jesus wine where it's really just water? Like, what are we talking? He goes, it's really weak, whatever. Brett goes, all I know is that you were not saying a word until you drank a table full of wine. And now we can't shut you up. And so I kept laughing. And I was like, is he a people pleaser or an alcoholic? There's a fine line in here.
Fine line.
What are we going to be? So that's the first thing. We're dying laughing at Mike over there, like not wanting to hurt anybody's feelings. But I'm so dumb that she said, does anybody want some prosciutto? And I thought it was wine. And I'm like, yes. I lifted the wine. I'm like, prosciutto, anyone? That's Prosecco. What's that?
That's Prosecco. That's Prosecco.
I'm offering prosciutto to the table. I'm so nervous and trying so hard to win this lady over. We were absolutely fools over this thing.
Those darn Americans. She can't make pasta.
And she's offering prosciutto, holding up a bottle of wine. Stupid. And then the husband comes out and they have their little kiddo who's darling who just literally picked tomatoes off the vine and brought them up to us. Okay. And so JB won't eat anything. You know this, right? Because JB won't eat anything anyway. He's just that. So they're like, well, we made him his own pasta with just butter and the finest olive oil. La la la. And I'm like, he ain't gonna eat that. But I was just trying. So I'm like, great, Mike's gonna have to scarf that down too with his wine.
The garbage disposal Mike is gonna have to.
Well, okay. So JB won't eat it. The guy says, well, what is he like? And he goes, JB goes, McDonald's. I'm like, oh no, he threw out the most American thing ever. And the guy looks at me, he's like, how many times a week does he eat McDonald's? And so I'm like trying to downplay it. So I said three, which that's downplaying it, guys. Okay. Like,
yeah,
what it is, what it is, everybody. It's fine.
Judgment free zone here.
Yes. And so I said three and the guy's mouth like falls open. He's like, do you know how bad that is for him? Meanwhile,
the Italians said that.
The Italians who are smoking and blowing their smoke all in my face the whole time we're in Europe,
and they have vines of tomatoes, and they have all this stuff just growing there.
You know what's growing in my backyard?
Nothing. Weeds.
Not weed.
Not weed.
But that
we don't drink, but.
But we do grow some weed. So anyway, JB sold us out and the guy's like, well, are you so excited to get back, you know, to your McDonald's or whatever? I'm like, okay, like, sir, respectfully, we have more than just McDonald's. Anyway, but Mike found a McDonald's in Rome and Mike goes, it was the nicest darn McDonald's I've ever been to.
Did they have a fun thing on the menu? Because I feel like that's my favorite when I go to a McDonald's.
I never went in, but
Royale
Mike said
cheese.
They did have, what did he tell me? Did they have like specialty desserts or something? I was like,
ooh.
Anyway, does anybody
like
want
tiramisu?
Some prosciutto. That's my question for the listeners today.
If it comes with melon, otherwise, no.
So bad.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever used prosciutto in cooking?
Yes, but
you know what it is.
I know what that is. I didn't know what what's it called?
Prosecco.
I didn't know what that is.
So she, okay.
I think she must have said Prosecco and I heard prosciutto and I thought, well, when in Rome, when in Italy, right?
Okay. So and she was offering Prosecco.
I think she was offering Prosecco. I was offering prosciutto. The liquid version.
Gosh.
One last thing in the cooking class. It was the most horribly awkward thing. I mean, it made the best memories, so we laughed so hard, so it was worth every moment. But the little newlywed couple, they were darling, young love, bless it. And the guy makes a joke at the end about the Italian mafia. The joke did not go over well with Rocco, the male owner of our cooking class. And Rocco's like, what do you know about the mafia? What are you saying? What do you think the mafia does? Like, he gets so defensive.
Oh my gosh.
And it was the most awkward thing. And Mike's like eating popcorn, probably because he's drunk for all I know. I don't know what Mike's doing of it. And
he's got
was
the munchies.
The weirdest exchange. And I was like, we're going to have to sleep with a fish the rest of this trip. Isn't that what you do when the mafia is involved? I was like, we're going to have to sleep with a dead fish, everybody. Like, I'm like, wait, this is going to be like the five Americans that died. While at the Amalfi Coast, and no one's ever going to link it to the mafia, but that's what it is, and we're dead. But yeah, I mean, that guy got so mad, and it became this tense conversation, and there we are, everybody. The end. Cooking class.
So you ate the pasta you made?
We sure did.
And so was she right that you made it terribly, or was it delicious?
I mean, it looked bad, but it tasted real good. I mean,
what shape was it?
Well, we got to make all the shapes, and I can't remember the names, but you know, like the linguine type thing. And then the spaghetti type noodles. And then what's the, like the penne, we made one of those.
Oh, wow.
And then there's this one that's a spiral, and you wrap it around what you would call a kebab-looking stick.
Like a fusilli?
Yes. You would wrap it around this kebab thing, but you're not supposed to, you just roll it up. Well, I couldn't make it roll up around that stupid stick. Mm-hmm. And so that was terrible. And then the one that you pinch in the middle, it has the wide ends on either side.
Yeah.
That one we made.
A bow tie.
Like a bow tie.
Yeah.
So we are trying to make all the ones. And then she made this huge red pepper, and we stuffed it with tuna they caught off of the shore that morning, and I don't
know. Oh my stars. This is luxury. This is luxury. Well, my sister-in-law that was there, and I just saw her yesterday, and she was talking, and she kept saying, like, her shoulder hurt, and I was thinking, oh, yeah, she's starting to do the perimenopause, you know, like.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or I was like, well, something happened when they were on their trip, and then her husband's there, and he's like, no, tell her what happened. Well, apparently before they went on their trip, she was pushing their giant garbage can, you know, like your recycle one. Yeah. You don't have recycling.
Hey, don't talk about recycling here. It's a recycle-free zone.
The giant city-issued trash can. She is pushing it down their driveway, and it hits the lip, and it flies down, and she shoots.
She flew over it?
She shoots straight into it and throws herself away and messes up her shoulder. She's ripped something in her. She's tore something in her shoulder and hurt her wrist. I'm like, please tell me your Ring camera was on. Please tell me. Yes,
totally.
And they said the camera just barely does not show that part of their driveway because it goes down.
Oh,
anyway,
gosh.
But she did say there was like a landscaping guy at the neighbor's house. And he's like, are you okay? But she's like, imagine the trash can's on its side and she's just in it horizontal with her legs sticking out.
Laying on a Costco
she
box.
She just threw herself away. And then she said she couldn't even deal with it. She just walked right back into the house and she texted her husband and said, when you get home, can you take care of the trash? Like totally. She didn't even pick it up. She didn't even set it upright. Like,
oh my gosh.
Bless it. But you know, she did get to go to Italy. So that's great.
Well, good for her. I'm sorry.
They said it was, they didn't like some of the sites were super crowded. So that made me feel better.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
That like they loved the Amalfi Coast. They loved like getting a lot of space and they had a really nice hotel there. But the more famous sites, it was hard because you're like...
Squeezed in.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see that. Wait, it's the year of Jubilee, everyone, in Rome.
Yeah, that's
and
a big deal.
So everyone's there. And we
does Jubilee mean the same thing in the Catholic faith as it does with the Jewish faith?
I don't know. Listen, I don't know what the prosciutto is. So can you calm down over there? I don't know.
In the Jewish faith, Jubilee is like when you let the land rest and everybody... You know, you give
well,
to the
land
poor.
Was not resting. Okay. People were all over that land. I don't know. But they had told us it was going to be crowded, but we were kind of surprised. And maybe we had early morning tours and we did private tours because the Colosseum, we did the Vatican, the Colosseum, all that in Rome.
And it wasn't too bad.
I mean, there's people there for sure, but it wasn't like claustrophobic crowded.
But we got to talk about the fact that you wore the dress.
Oh my gosh. In front of that fountain.
What is that?
What's that one? Tracy, what's the fountain called? But anyway.
You know, it's supposed to be that we're explaining things to Tracy, but we've made it to where Tracy is our expert. We are totally just got sidetracked by a fly. The two of us just are looking at a fly.
It was so, yeah, I did. I took the dress and there were so many people there that I couldn't get a full on picture. And I was going to also.
Trevi Fountain.
Trevi. I was going to try to wear it in Switzerland. But I just feel like the people deserve better. And I keep wanting to call them the Swiss. They're not the Swiss.
Yeah, they are.
They are? Well, then what's Sweden?
Oh, shoot.
Gosh, I
thought it
me.
Was Swiss chocolate was from Switzerland.
Maybe they are the Swiss. The Swedes. Who are the
Swedes?
Swedes.
That's Sweden is Swedes. Switzerland
Swedes
is Swiss.
The Swiss.
Yeah. Swiss Alps.
The Swiss Alps were fantastic. Yeah. Brett got to hang glide. Okay. Enough of this.
Let's
move on. Enough. Nobody
wants
cares.
To hear about this. You want to hear about my new kitchen skill that I learned while you were gone?
Yeah.
You had a cooking class.
Tell me.
I had a cooking class with my BFF.
Who is it?
Jennifer Garner.
Oh, yeah. One of your internet besties.
And I've been best friends with her for a long time.
Okay.
What's funny is I made this dinner and I told boys, oh, this recipe came from my BFF, Jennifer Garner. And one of my sons goes, Mom, Did you got to stop saying that? When I was little, I really thought she was your best friend. And I would tell people, have you ever spatchcocked a chicken?
I'm too immature for you to talk about that.
Earmuffs.
Is that what I should have been talking to JB about this morning? Yeah,
when he asked about.
How does a dog get pregnant? Well, it's called spatchcocking.
Spatchcock.
You don't say that. Don't say
spatchcock. Spatchcock.
Okay.
Okay. Have you it's never
smash.
Done? No, spatch.
I know the concept because I like to watch that Bobby Flay show. But
oh, okay.
You cram something in something's butt. Or is that a tadurkin? What's that called? Is it, what's that when you put a sausage in a
stop talking. This is going to go explicit real quick.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No idea.
Okay,
and you
keep going.
Stop talking about it.
Okay, keep going.
The Italian chef was correct. Okay, So I went to my Sam's Now, which I love.
I got to get you to stop talking about that.
Sam's Now.
You're best. Like 90
You can get two whole chickens for like $4.
Woo!
Raw.
Okay.
You take the raw chicken. Mm-hmm. You cut out the backbone. Mm-hmm. Like either with scissors or with a knife. You cut the backbone out. You flip it over so the breast side is up. You take your hands and you crack the chest bone.
It's horrid. Okay.
So it's laying flat. Then you take this mixture of like lemon zest and like chili powder and salt and pepper and you stick it under the skin of the chicken. Mm. Like a little pocket over the breast. Cover the whole chicken in the little seasoning and you let it sit in the fridge. And then you heat up what's it that you bought Mike for his birthday? Cast iron pan. Mm-hmm. On the grill, let it heat up real nice. You oil the chicken. You put it, I keep saying breast side down and cook that. And then you flip it. It's so good. Best chicken I've ever made.
The best chicken boob you've ever had?
Best chicken boob I've ever had. So good.
It seems like a lot of work.
It really wasn't. It sounds like it just because I had to explain the steps. But Jennifer Garner is such a, she should have her own cooking show.
I think it's misnamed. It should be Smash Boob, not Smash
Spatch.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. You want me to Google it? My
Google is really over the top.
I would love for us to do a cooking class mesmerized someday. What's this? Sorry, sidetracked. Forgot what show I was on.
What is this called? It's a cooking technique that involves, it's just telling you what the technique. It's not saying why it's called that.
I guess nobody
it's
cares.
It's literally not saying.
Let's not call it that anymore. I think that we're too immature to call it that. We're going to call it the.
What?
Seasoned boobs method.
It's just flattening a chicken, really.
Okay, well, that's...
Flat chicken.
You're a good cook, though. I've seen, like, what'd you make that beef Wellington the other night?
That's my fanciest thing.
Gosh, I'd like you to make that for me
someday.
That
is so delicious. That's really good.
I go to Sam's Now, and I get a Wellington.
You can go to Sam's Now. No, that's... Okay, but speaking of going to the grocery store, I had my dermatology appointment. I'm waiting in my room, my exam room, wearing only my, I did open in the back. I listened so carefully when she was like, put this on, open in the back, put this over your lap, keep your underwear on, yada, yada.
And they
I was listening.
They check meticulously.
Everything's
checked. They looked in between my toes.
Yeah, everything's checked.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there, I'm listening, and I hear nurses back out in the hallway, and they're like, oh my gosh, you would not believe. I did a Instacart order, and the guy's like, putting it in my car, or maybe it wasn't Instacart, maybe it was like Target, where you pull up. Uh-huh. And she goes, the guy's putting it in my car and he says, can I put your bananas in the back seat? He was like, do you want your bananas in the back seat? And she's like, that's a weird thing to ask. And she's like, I'm going to find it because I literally was sitting there and I wrote it down.
Can I put your bananas in the... And I've had them
it's
ask
an HEB pickup order.
I do the HEB all the time.
She said, ma'am, do you want all your bananas in the back seat?
Okay.
What do you mean? You ordered 10 bunches of bananas.
Oh my gosh.
She just wanted 5 yellow, 5 green. And she was like, no, I don't want that. And he's like, they're already paid for, picked out, already. Can you imagine?
No, I can't
Talk
imagine.
Talk about banana bread. A lot of banana bread.
Oh my gosh, you guys. That's
Have you done this before?
Spatchcock banana disaster.
Have you done this before?
Yes. Well, no, Mike Yanoff has. And I'm going to find the picture to... post you guys because Mike did this when we went to Disney several years ago because we just pre-order groceries just to have basics around there because once again JB doesn't eat anything but he likes bananas. Mike did the same thing and when I tell you I'm not exaggerating when I tell you we probably had 80 to 100 bananas sitting in our room. I mean, it was insane. This is,
you would think the person shopping would be like,
oh, that's not what they mean.
Like, right. Send a message. They send you messages the whole time they're shopping, I feel like. To me, it's more
that's
annoying.
That's an Instacart thing versus in-house. Yeah.
The HEB, they don't send you messages.
Oh, my
messages.
Gosh. So they had that many. Oh, my goodness. You guys, I've got to find that. But, yes, we've done that before, too. And I'm like. And
I feel like we need y'all to send us your, you know, pickup order fiascos. Like, you didn't get what you thought. Or, okay. Oh, we had. Oh, my gosh.
And that's half of the ones Mike ordered at Disney.
Well, we had a good thing happen where a friend, she ordered from Whole Foods, like a couple things. And she told her son, hey, can you bring in the Whole Foods order? And basically she's like, hey, where's that stuff from Whole Foods? And he goes, it's on the counter. And he's like, it took me like 15 minutes. And she goes, what are you talking about? She goes, the entire counter is covered. It's $400 worth of groceries. It's somebody else's order.
Oh, yeah.
Thankfully, we had that lake trip that weekend, so she just brought all this amazing, like this amazing hummus that I would never buy, and she had these great tortillas, like so much, all this meat. So her husband had the guys over, and they all grilled out the meat while we were at the lake.
But don't you feel like you need to try to return it or no?
No, she told them.
Oh, like, and they said no.
This, I did not order this, and they said, oh my gosh, our mistake. Keep the $400 worth of groceries.
And let us send you a bottle of prosciutto for the effort. Wow. Okay.
Oh my gosh. Do we need to do sidetrack? Do you want to tell us what you're going to talk about it?
Oh yeah. What we're sidetracked by? Okay.
Well, but do you want to, you want to talk about what we're talking about, Super Trackers, or do sidetrack?
Sure. On Super Trackers, my kids did this thing. They had a line that they used the whole trip they thought was hilarious.
Like something they would say?
Yes. I'm going to try it on you and see if you think it's funnier than I did. I literally not one time laughed. And I said, I'm insulted that you guys think that's funny. So we're going to talk about that. Also, I had a friend that went to the hospital this weekend, and I need some advice on, is it helpful or too much? That's too much on how I handled it. So that's a thing. And then one other thing I wanted to talk about was that my whole family froze up in the middle of an awkward conversation. These are the people with the biggest mouths you've ever spent any time with. And I have to tell you what happened. So those are the things that I would like to talk to in Super Trackers. And then one other thing before we get to what we're sidetracked by. Do you want to know the worst part of being married?
Are you going to tell me in Super Trackers?
No, I'm going to tell you now.
What is it?
And it only really shows up when I'm on vacation.
What is it?
And Mike Hanoff will hear this, and it's fine, Mike. It's fine. Sharing a bathroom with a guy.
You don't share a bathroom during your regular life?
I mean, like, let's say this delicately. Yes, we share the same bathroom, but we have lots of other bathrooms in this place. And so for like real bathroom business, like we're just never in the same place or whatever. When you're in a hotel and people need to really, really use the bathroom, like it's just the worst because you're like in this, I don't know, it feels like you're in a gas chamber.
I'm just trying to figure out like what does life look like when you're home?
Well,
that's how it feels like all the time. I'm
sharing like, with you live with so many boys.
I have five guys. That's just my life.
Well, are they using?
We only have three. Well, we have four bathrooms, but one is in the guest. Well, it's
must be nice.
We have a half bath downstairs. We have one bathroom downstairs.
You have one, so that everyone uses the downstairs.
Yeah.
Oh, just saying. I was like, there's a reason they have lobby bathrooms. We frequent it, please.
You need some spray, some poopery.
Maybe. Ugh.
You need some poopery. Sorry, Mike. She's sharing. It's because of all his wine consumption.
I mean, things were really and the garlic regular.
From the food. Okay. I haven't been in a movie in a while, especially like a good movie to take kids to.
Okay.
But I think JB would like it. It's called How to Train a Dragon. Have you seen it? Did you see the old one, the cartoon?
Maybe, or I've read a book or something. I can't remember. Is there a book?
I don't know.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah.
It's great. It's live action. We took Knox and it's so good. It was heartwarming. There wasn't anything I would say that was inappropriate. If anything, I could see a smaller, younger kid maybe be scared of the dragons, but they come to be nice. Anyway.
Okay. We're going to go see that.
Great. I think it's a great outing for the summer. An excuse, if you will, to sit in front of a screen.
Yeah. Did you tell me to watch the Four Seasons?
I think I did and a couple other people in the DMs.
In the DMs. Okay.
Did you watch it?
Yes, I watched it.
It's hard to watch. But it's
hard to watch.
But it's like realistic.
And it's kind of dirty.
It is kind of
in a few places, but yes, I did watch that. Okay. And that's the thing about on a plane, you guys, you got to watch what you're watching on the plane because like,
oh, because like people can see behind you.
Yeah. Right? And they're like, what kind of perv is up in 11D?
I had that happen with, it was an Academy Award winning movie. And so I said, oh, and it's on the plane. I'll watch it. And it was like a porn show for the first 30 minutes. And so I thought.
And you were into it.
No, I had to turn it off. I was like, I couldn't do it.
Okay. Do you want me to tell you one?
Yep.
Speaking of shows, guys, I haven't watched either one of these, but they're coming out as we're taping. They're coming out this week. And here's my first one. The Dallas Cowboy Cheerleader Show. I forget what it's called.
Oh, yeah.
It comes out this week.
America's
Sweethearts or
Sweethearts,
something.
Sweethearts,
yeah. Kate and I love it. I mean, I love it. I think it's, I hadn't, some of you have been watching this for 10 years and I'm just late to the party.
But, no, it hasn't been out for 10 years.
Well, they had it before it went to Netflix. It was on like some country, I don't know, station. Okay. When they tell them that they're not game ready because they weigh like 1 ounce more than they should. And they're like, you're not game ready. Nothing makes me laugh harder. I'm like, you're not in the game. First of all, let's start there. But, and they'll be like, did you think that Amber's getting a little thick like I did? And they're like, Amber, she's like, I know I ate carbs yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, they're like, you know, 106 instead of 105.2. And so it's everything that we stand against in this culture of accepting everybody and everything. But for some reason that show, it cracks me up. They all look the same to me. They'll be doing their kicks and the people in charge are like, oh my gosh, did you see her high kick? I'm like, yeah, it looked like everybody else's. No. So anyway, I'm just really excited for that. And it comes out this week, and Kate and I are going to watch it together since she's home this summer.
So fun. It's good to have a show. It's good to have a summer show.
Yeah.
I am sidetracked by these Olive and June press-on nails.
Real cute on you.
They're glue-on, actually, I should say. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that I'm not a fan, though.
Oh, why? Too long?
I have re-glued on nails every day. At least one nail has fallen off. If not, one time I was getting ready, and four nails came off. And I was like... This is not sustainable.
We're raining nails.
No, it's like randomly off. And like this one's way too big, but the smaller one I couldn't find. It's like looks awkward. It looks like a thumbnail one. Anyway, I don't think I can do this long term. I'm curious though to hear like, have you done them before?
No, I do dip. I just don't have them on right now because one flew off on our trip and then I just peeled the rest off when the plane got turbulent over the ocean and I thought we were going to die.
That's serious.
No,
you're gonna tell us about that.
No, but
you talked about that on your podcast.
I talked on the live or something,
but no on your podcast.
Oh, I did
on Mesmerized.
You listened to it?
You put it in the email that you
sent. Email, and then I paid the pee.
Yeah,
that's on Mesmerized. We only talk about this. I do dip nails, but right now I have nothing on, but I've never done those glue kind.
I went and got my pedicure with Quaid and his girlfriend. He said, hey, you want to go get your nails done?
That means you want to pay for me to have mine done.
I thought he was offering to pay for my nails to be done. Nope.
Why is he getting a pedicure? That's kind of
well. Funny. He and I went on Mother's Day, and he was like, "That was great." Like,
oh, so now he's a fan.
He's like a fan. I think he thought it'd be fun to hang out. I was just getting to know his girlfriend too, so that's probably good.
That's
but
worth it. Yeah.
I think that this situation, mm-hmm. I need to weed my yard, and I can't
you need weed. I have some in the backyard.
I can't weed with these things, these claws that keep popping off. Anyway. Yeah. Okay. Sidetracked, but not a fan.
Okay. Here's my second, and I'm really hitting shows hard because, as we all know, I haven't watched TV.
Is this Summer of Cynthia?
It's a Summer of Cynthia. It hasn't been yet.
Yeah.
But it's going to be. Well, I mean, yeah. I love a cake decorating type show. Like
did you watch British Baking?
No, I don't know why I could never get into that. And I tried several times, and everybody loves it.
Did you watch the Holiday Edition?
No, but I have watched all the other ones, like the American versions of, I don't like it like when the kids are trying to make something, that's stupid stuff. And then they're all nice. And I'm like, no, that's heinous. Tell them it's heinous. But like when they have those fancy, so Duff has one coming out. Duff is that famous cake maker that's out of maybe California, could be wrong. It's like mega cake or mega something. And he competes against other like local bakeries and makes like, they all make massive cakes. And it just makes me so happy. And that comes out this week too. And so basically what I need you to hear me saying is there will be very little parenting or anything else here because I have some shows I want to watch and I haven't watched shows in a year.
That's good.
That's my second one. What do you already give us your second? What's your third?
You do your third and I'll keep thinking.
My third is, now this is so regional, and I apologize, but I listened to the Big Boo podcast the other day.
Okay.
And really enjoyed it. But it's so hugely popular. I wanted to know why. So I was listening, and they were talking about all their local things they loved. That I was like, okay, I'm gonna talk about something local too, friends. I went and ate with my son's girlfriend's family. We all went to lunch Sunday after church, and we went to this place called Mango Thai in Plano. We love Thai food. Oh my gosh, it's my new favorite. And we are very picky about Thai food, and we have like our places. It was so good. And I had chicken with peanut sauce. And I mean, I'm a different person on the other side of that.
You love it.
It was so good. And they had those udon noodles.
Oh, yeah.
And drunken noodles. Stop it.
But you don't drink.
I know. That's my version of it, y'all. So Mango Thai in Plano. And I figured the least I could do is build up a place since I've really been complaining about that boutique for so long.
Yeah. Well,
there you go.
You got to find another place. Okay. I'm going to say that I'm sidetracked by Bruce was trying to be good and go play basketball.
Healthy?
Like healthy. Yeah. He doesn't.
I think I just hiccuped. Sorry, buddy. Stay with me.
She had a throat gurgle. Yeah, he does. You know, he's like you. He likes to work a lot. He loves working. Working is his favorite. So taking a break for himself or just getting some exercise is very, very bottom of the list. And so anyway, he went to play basketball. But every time this happens, he injures his back because he is 50 some years old, right? But he loves it. So for Father's Day, I got him this. A friend said she was getting it for her husband and his back issues. It's a red light therapy belt that goes infrared. It's heating and it's infrared and it's supposed to heal his back. So he was trying it last night while we were playing Mahjong.
Too early to know?
Too early to know. But I did say, I'm like, does it feel better? And he's like, I don't know. I think it's too early to tell. And I'm like, no, I feel like if it works anyway. So I'm sidetracked by trying to figure out how to help
if his back. If that works,
yeah. There's a place called like sauna something that I thought, oh, you could go there. They had sauna and then cold plunge and then you get a massage. It's called Sauna House. Infrared sauna.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
So that could be the next option.
Yeah. Hey, before.
Or, you know, just work out more frequently.
Yeah.
At less intensity.
Right. I don't know. Before we go.
Yeah.
This is putting you on the spot, but then you're not going to remember and I can't either. But we got the nicest DM from someone.
Ugh.
Wasn't it lovely?
So kind. And I even asked her if we could share because, I never want to post people's DMs unless they say. But I was like, it's going to be anonymous, but. Yeah.
It was the nicest thing. And I wanted to give a shout out to her, one, for taking time to message us because it meant so much to us.
Yeah.
And two, for being vulnerable enough just to say it's been hard.
Yeah.
And that you're looking for ways to like find joy. Do you have it handy or no?
I do. She just said that she is in one of the hardest seasons of her life and she's a physician mom of three littles. An overworked physician mom. She works 120 hours a week, y'all.
Oh.
She's like, I believe God has a plan and she's overworked, but her kids love seeing me and I love seeing them and it's a lot. Oh my gosh, there is a spider on me. What is happening?
Oh, I got it. Oh
my gosh.
Oh gosh.
Oh my gosh, it's a jumping spider. It's probably at my dress now. What is happening?
Well, it'll come back out when we realize
that
she don't shave.
This sweet thing. She's, gosh.
It's okay,
she
everybody.
Says,
it's okay.
I've listened to Mesmerize. Sorry she misspelled it.
It's okay. We still love you.
And she discovered us at the right time. Her middle son, who's six, calls us. She calls you the people that make mommy happy. So we're the people that make mommy happy.
That's amazing.
I will be crying in the car. It's that bad. And then burst out laughing at teddy bears in a restaurant or stolen queso card. And all that to say, thank you for what you're doing and making a difference in people's lives. You giving me the fight to keep fighting.
That's precious. By the way, ma'am, that queso card is not funny. So I'm going to ask that you reword your...
But somebody sent you advice on how to get it back, right?
Oh, that they did. Well, I just want to say it was really sweet. And you have to be, you have to be in a bad place where Heather and I are the ones that bring you up. No, I'm kidding. But that was really sweet. So thanks for that. And thanks for all of you guys who are listening and laughing with us and our stupidity. And we're sorry that we tried to have a sentimental moment and a...
And a spider
landed
I'm
on
I'm sorry that we, if you were driving and you just got in an accident, I'm so sorry.
We
that
apologize.
Was terrifying and it's jumping and we didn't find it.
Now it's missing. It's totally
underneath my.
Oh, it's up in your prairie skirt.
Oh my God.
It'll be
I'm
out
so
soon.
Scared.
It's fine.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. We're going to Super Trackers. Y'all are amazing. Thanks for
Oh, wait. We got to tell them.
I already did. No. What I want to talk about. Oh.
Well, should we not?
Oh, no, you should tell them.
You think? Here's the big news. Yesterday was 2 years of Cynthia and I recording conversations.
I mean, aren't we cute?
We're adorable. June 19th was the first time our conversation went live. Remember my computer froze up and I lost all the episodes and I had to have
when I was on DMA.
Yeah.
How'd that even come up? You just decided to ask me to do your summer thing?
Yeah, like because you were switching over to Mesmerize and you needed people to know that you were doing it. I was being really nice.
That was so nice. And then here we are
two years later. So we have a special surprise for our super trackers. They're going to get first access to a special release limited quantity merch drop.
Whoop, whoop.
Here's the tip. Must be nice. Yeah. So if you are not super tracking, you might want to because you're going to want to get access to this really limited quantity drop.
Or you're not, but we would want you to want it. And then we're just going to start with that and
see. We're going to start with that. See what happens.
It'd be fun. And you know what? It's your own version of the dress. You can wear it, the merch, take your picture, send it to us. We'll put it on social.
It'd be super fun. Okay. All right. Bye.